Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Ben Roethlisberger talking about the pathway for Will Howard to become a starting quarterback and how you go from sixth-round pick to starter and the way you go about it in a professional manner. And he brought up all the guys who helped him out as backups but still wanted to start. And what do you know? He left out Mason Rudolph's name.
Well, that was more a case of the starter treating the recently drafted player like the redheaded stepchild. In fairness, you know this. Now that I've gotten my completely accurate dig in on Ben, even though he was probably right that if they drafted him in the third round or the first round grade, they should have just taken him in the first round and probably could have done other things with that pick. He is correct in how, like, the realistic way that backups are supposed to act in the NFL. That's 100% accurate. His breakdown of what, like, a good backup does is true. I don't find any fault with him there. I know it sounds like we all kind of laughed. He's like, hey, Ben, what do you need? That's how backups should act. Hey, Ben, what do you need? Anything from me? That's how it works, though. You hear quarterbacks all the time talk about that.
I don't think Brady did that. I think Brady thought he was better than Bledsoe the entire time and acted in practices and camp in the preseason before he went in when Drew got knocked out by, who was that, Mo Lewis?
Yep.
By the Jets in 2001 in week two. I think he just figured, yeah, like, they're going to come to their senses here and start me.
Well, the famous story about Brady is, though, he said he started off as, what, fourth on the depth chart behind Michael Bishop, even. You remember that one?
Yeah, and they kept four quarterbacks that year.
Correct. But he would say, like, he has told this many times, and I don't think it sounds like a fish story where he's just spinning a good yarn. He said he would get one rep in practice, and he was, like, obsessive to the point of it almost being, like, frightening about how perfect he wanted that one rep to be. And then he was like, 2 weeks later, I got two reps. Then, like, 2 weeks later, I got three reps. And he tells that tale, and to me, it's believable. That's how teams work.
He went up to Robert Kraft and said, hi, Mr. Kraft, I'm your sixth-round pick. This is the greatest decision your franchise has ever made.
He was also carrying a pizza box with him. Do you remember that part of the story? He was randomly just carrying a whole box of pizza for himself.
Now he wouldn't eat pizza.
The tomatoes, there's nightshades.
Now I feel like he looks at pizza as anathema to everything
he's
doing in life.
He would eat pizza that has a cauliflower crust. And there would be...
How does that work? A man has tried to evangelize me to cauliflower crust pizza. I'm like, how do they take... I know what cauliflower looks
how do
like.
They, like.
How the hell do they make this into dough?
How do they bind it?
That's what I mean.
Need.
There's something in there. Like, you're not telling me that this is just cauliflower.
There's an unnatural binding agent. I'm with you here. You can't just smash a bunch of cauliflower together.
And now you can make pizza on it?
Yeah.
No way. Zero chance.
Listen, hey, I'm with you here. I love some cauliflower rice in my diet. It's healthy. It's good for you. There's no way you're all natural.
But that makes more sense because cauliflower rice is just very...
It's loose.
Sharply chopped up...
Cauliflower. It's loose. You're not trying to make it a steady crust, like a solid crust. Anyway.
My opinion on Will Howard is this. I would rather... And I mean this. I would rather Will Howard and Mason Rudolph split the Steelers' quarterback job this year than play Aaron Rodgers. There's no upside with Rodgers. They were debating this on ESPN this morning when I was at the gym. Like, do the Steelers need Aaron Rodgers?
Anybody actually have the guts to say no, they don't need him?
The volume wasn't on. But just what we had, I think a caller call in yesterday and say, I think it was, I forget who it was, who said he thinks if the Steelers sign Aaron Rodgers, they're going to win a playoff game. Which, if you told me a player was going to end that drought and make them like a formidable team where they're in the last eight, they're in the final quarter, 8 of 32 teams, they make it to divisional weekend, then I'd say, all right, like you're a legitimate team at that point. But I don't see Rodgers doing that for them. And because of that, I'd rather see if there's really anything to the Mason magic from 2 years ago and give a guy like Will Howard a shot before making my decision on a quarterback in next year's draft. I think that's, to me, that's a more useful way of going about 2025 than pinning your hopes on someone who's 41, who's going to be gone here after this year, almost regardless of how he plays.
The word you said there that I think is a very good word to use here is useful. It should all be about what is useful to you as an organization, be it from fact-finding about the quarterbacks you currently do have on your roster, the two you just named, useful in the sense that if they're both really bad, then you found out that Will Howard's probably ceiling is already likely career backup, athletic backup. And it's useful, too, because in what almost Manning might not be in the class, everyone seems to think the Manning family will tell him to go back no matter what happens to Texas for another year and make $20 million in NIL and whatever. You're also going to have a better pick and need to move up less, if at all, to get the quarterback you like. So the word useful is very operative here.
Donnie, I'll throw it to you. It's either 17 games of Aaron Rodgers or you split 17 games between Mason Rudolph and Will Howard this year. Which one would you do?
And, like, I have to choose to split it? I mean, like, it couldn't just be
Mason?
Mason?
No, it could
be.
It could be.
I mean, to me, Mason should get, like, 12 games, and if you're 4-8, buddy, guess what? Will Howard starts.
That's what I mean. It's just, like, the 17 games are going to be, I mean, if Mason's good, then you never go to Howard, but, like, those are your two options versus Rodgers.
I thought you meant, like, going into the year, like, each guy has to go right down the middle.
No.
They're playing 8.5 games.
No, Mason should be the starter until he proves that he
stinks. You divvy him up based on how they perform. But it's those two guys versus just Aaron Rodgers plays every game.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the side the whole time where I would go with Mason. Like, where my interest in having Aaron Rodgers was never really up there because this isn't the same Aaron Rodgers that I think people are trying to talk themselves into.
That's a very, like, good way of putting it. Talk yourself into this guy turning back the clock and being what he was a number of years ago.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, we're going to get an MVP, a four-time MVP quarterback coming in here. Get those Super Bowl tickets. You know, put your lawn chair on Fifth Avenue for the parade route. Like,
was that what people were doing back then in 2009? Chris, parking, you were around. Were people putting lawn chairs out for that?
They were taking those parking chairs, and they became parade chairs.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that's what you're going to get out of this guy. My thought is that the ceiling with him is, what, maybe 11 wins? Like, maybe one win better than next year?
I think the ceiling is probably...
Maybe a playoff win? Maybe.
The ceiling with him is probably 10-7, 11-6. It's a hard schedule on paper. I know everyone hates hearing that in late April or early May because no one knows how good some of these teams are actually going to be. It's probably, though, in like the thing that matters here, maybe one playoff win where if he gave you a decent version of himself, better than the Jets got, but not like spectacular, where you actually want to sign him for another year and keep him going, he probably can beat like a lower level AFC playoff team in the right situation.
If I told you guys that Aaron Rodgers was going to come here,
yes,
and he was going to have 25 touchdowns this year and 7 interceptions, would you sign up for that? That's the only thing I'm telling you. 17
I mean, gun
games,
to my head,
25
yeah, because
touchdowns,
those are
7 interceptions.
Pretty good numbers, yes.
Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's almost what I would expect if he came here. He always has a good touchdown interception ratio. It's like the best in league history.
I hate that game, though, because we all know that we learned this with Wilson. Reading
it's not
a box,
just the box
score.
That's why I brought it up.
Does not give you the full picture. Because if he has 7 interceptions because he's pulling punches and he's not gunslinging, then he's not doing his
Russell
job.
Wilson had 16 touchdowns to 5 interceptions in 11 games last year. If you extrapolate that out to 17 games, it's 25 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Yeah, I not all 25 set. Like, if he throws, If he throws 7 picks and no touchdowns in the first 2 games, and then the next 15, it's 25 tutties, no picks, he just plays flawless ball, that's a lot different.
All right, Donnie, we have more from Roethlisberger. Would you rather hear him give a shout-out to a fan PM team listener, or would you rather hear him take what I thought when I first heard it was a shot at Malzi?
Let's go shot at Malzi first.
All right. So this is Ben wrapping up his analysis on why he liked the Will Howard pick. And you tell me, Chris, if you think he's passive aggressively taking a shot at you with this comment.
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard. I don't even know who made it.
Did I say that about Howard?
Well, so that's what I was trying to figure out.
I'm actually going to defend Chris here. I mean, he may have said it, but that's like always the consensus with Ohio State guys, is it not? That is one of the all-time knocks. Like, well, look at who he had around him. He's got wide argument. Receiver U at Ohio State.
It's true. I mean, it is true. We made that argument against Harris when they drafted him. Like, he's running behind a bunch of road graders.
But I don't remember ever saying that specifically about Howard, and I'm trying to think if anybody else on the radio station did.
I don't even think it's that. Like, I think you're, like, almost...
The little bit of disdain, though, in his voice makes me think, like, I don't even know who said it.
Like, it sounded like he wanted to throw shade at a certain individual by, like, citing what they said, but not, like, wanting to use their name because that name was, like, beneath him or below him.
Maybe, but that's not, like, an island take.
I agree.
Plenty of people are like, oh, he's an Ohio State quarterback.
Okay, realistically speaking, who on this station, and I know some people who work for this company are going to hate me doing this because they think I love being the center of attention because Ben doesn't like me and I've never said really nice things about him, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he's not going to say that.
What a setup.
I know. He's not going to say that about Pony. Those two work together, combined to, I think, do the single best player radio show I've ever heard.
Wow, thank you.
I mean, most of the credit goes to you, Pony.
Do you think that Roethlisberger would give you evil eye to the degree that Shelton gave me? Could you see some evil eye?
One of two things I think would happen if we like ran into each other at a at
you,
know,
you
golf
challenge
course.
immediately to a game
no,
of golf?
No, I not
winner take
I'm,
all.
The way I'm playing right now, I'd just hand him over my money if that was what I did. I'd be like, here, you could take everything I got. He'd either ignore me like you're such a worm of a human being, you're beneath me, or I would get a pretty solid evil eye. But he wouldn't hate Donnie football. Donnie cried when he retired his final game.
Starkey,
I think he would be okay with.
Papiani, absolutely not. Yeah, he has Pop in great reverence.
Even though Joe was on the show with me when we would often have a field day with Ben's comments, Joe then did the show, and I think Ben would respect him for that.
Doran wouldn't say that about Howard.
And also, I think there's still a fraternity of, oh, you played in the NFL for like more than a game.
So that's an absolute
So
no.
I think I'm the only one here that would probably catch
and
that
I don't
straight.
Think Crowley said that. But is that how you feel about Howard? So maybe you didn't say it. Could you see yourself saying that?
I could see myself using the NFL talent argument, no question. Okay. I think there's a real chance I might have said that about Will Howard and said, like, yeah, I'm a little skeptical. The guy's a great athlete.
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard.
I think it's me. I think he's, when he gets to that's the most ridiculous remark ever.
All right.
I think that's me.
So here's why I think there's a better chance it's you. Because the next clip I have is him. I absolutely think he's referencing something that Johnny the Barber has said.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe this. We already have an example of when Ben went on his podcast and talked about Tony and Greensburg's story.
Love that.
Of Aaron Rodgers looking for houses. So we know that things that get said on the show somehow have a way of making their way back to Ben.
Yes.
How about this comment from Big Ben?
Will Howard, the quarterback.
Yes. Yep.
Physical, big, strong quarterback. They've been calling him Ben 2.0. That's what I heard. That's what I haven't said, at least.
Wait, what's the end of that clip after Ben 2.0? Because as soon as he said that,
Will
I lost.
Will Howard, the quarterback.
Yes. Yep.
Physical, big, strong quarterback. They've been calling him Ben 2.0.
Oh.
That's what I heard. That's what I haven't said, at least.
That is, okay, I thought it was pretty likely that the first one was a little shot at me, which is fine.
Who else has said it besides JTV?
Johnny the Barber has just said Ben, and here's the thing. we like to reference Johnny the Barber's YouTube comments or tweets, and we'll reference the – we'll make lots of Will Howard jokes, and we did running up to the draft about, oh, he's Ben 2.0. Johnny has called in and said he's Ben 2.0. If we think that all of this came about because Ben does, whether he'll admit it or not, listen to the show somewhat regularly, then that's 100% a sly Johnny the Barber reference.
What do you think, Don?
I think that's more likely than him just singling out Chris for the last one.
Way more believable.
So we
because who else has really done
that? Like, Johnny's the only person who's called him that.
Because I know Gruden brought up like Josh Allen.
Right, he said, because he said, you're 6'4", 230, same size, or just, yeah. Down to the pound.
So Ben just got a plaque from YouTube for hitting 100,000 subscribers to his YouTube page.
Well, congrats to him and to Spence.
Yeah, they've grown this thing out big time.
So he's going to keep doing this for absolutely the foreseeable future. How much money do you think he's making off of 100,000 subscribers?
Well, he's got a Giant Eagle sponsorship now, too, so I think a lot. So he's doing this, he's making good money, and he's working in references to one of the lunatic fringe listeners to our show.
I mean, I think the king of the lunatic fringe. I think Johnny would
quarterback. Yep. Physical, big, strong quarterback. They've been calling him Ben 2.0.
I love that the preface is physical, big, strong quarterback. You know, they've been calling him Ben 2.0.
No, they haven't. There's literally one person.
There's one man. I think that is borderline 100% that he just took Johnny the Barber's comment and made it his own. I love it too. I think that's like great.
I think it's probably
the barber's dealing with no power right now. I think he's one of the many affected without power.
When
Johnny gets power and this gets back to him, man, what a pop.
Oh,
that's
and will he
be.
Ever have it hearing that?
Oh, he'll make him an honorary Buckeye. I think he'll like retroactively make Ben an Ohio
gentleman,
State grad.
You know he wanted to be a Buckeye.
Just like Joe Burrow, despite going to LSU. You know, he's a Buckeye. We claim Joe Burrow.
I do think, I forget if Johnny mentioned it during one of his calls, but I mean, if Ben was around in the transfer portal freedom era, he would have ended up at Ohio State.
Well, he would
State.
Have said something like, you know, gentlemen,
we would have
the transfer portal on NIL,
to the curb for Ben.
Yeah, we would have backed up the truck for Benjamin Roethlisberger, and no one can avoid the temptation of Ohio State, the Ohio State University.
Right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.